So before we go through a couple of your cases of AML, let's talk about some of the new developments that you just referred to. And the most recent one, I think, so many things have been happening, is the approval of venetoclax with hypomethylating agents in older patients with AML. Can you talk about the data that was behind this and what you think about it?
Overexpression of BCL2, which is an anti-apoptotic protein in leukemia cells and AML cells, has been shown for many years to be associated with resistance to chemotherapy and worse outcome. Venetoclax was approved for CLL based on studies showing high activity, in particularly in 17p deletion CLL. And a initial phase 2 exploratory study was done at our institution where single-agent venetoclax was given to patients with relapse and refractory AML. And somewhat to our disappointment, the response rate was only about 20%. So a decision was made to combine it either with low-dose cytarabine or with hypomethylating agents, either decitabine or azacitidine, and a couple of major studies were initiated, multi-center studies, where older patients who were deemed unfit to receive induction chemotherapy would receive venetoclax plus either low-dose cytarabine in one study or venetoclax plus either decitabine or azacitidine in the other study. And the one thing community oncologists should know is that venetoclax is still recommended to be started in a gradual dose escalation manner, initially given at 100 milligrams and then 200 and eventually at 400. Again, for concern of possible tumor lysis syndrome, which was the major issue that was seen with CLL. So in all these studies, venetoclax was started on day one in a dose escalation manner, again in one study with low-dose cytarabine and in another study with hypomethylating agents. And to everybody's pleasure, our people who work in this business, this was found to be highly effective. In combination with hypomethylating agents, response rate is 75%. This is complete response or CRI, complete response without full count recovery. And if we think about either of those hypomethylating agents, azacitidine or decitabine, a single agent response in the same setting in elderly unfit initial therapy is only about 20-30%, at most 40%. So we are doubling the response rate. But more importantly, these responses are very durable in many patients. You know, I've certainly got patients who have been on this for 3 or 4 years now. And again, these are 75, 80-year-olds that in the past, many people wouldn't even consider treating. Similarly, with low-dose cytarabine, the complete response rate was 55%. And with single-agent low-dose cytarabine, historically, you could only at best get 20%. Again, almost doubling or tripling of the response. And again, in many patients, this is very durable. And clearly, this has led to the approval of these strategies by the FDA for older, unfit AML. I would actually tell people, this is what I stand up and say in the ASH meeting, that if you look historically in the literature, in elderly fit AML, people you want to give chemotherapy, the response rate is 55% and median survival is at best 1 year, 12 months. With the hypomethylating plus venetoclax, as I mentioned, response rate is 75% in unfit patients with a median survival of 18 months. So clearly, it begs to think that maybe in the elderly fit patients, we should also give the same regimen. And I think many people will start considering this, and there are studies that are looking at this.